You are listening to the Closing Market Report. It does come to you from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. It is, what, the third day of June 2013. On the phone line with us is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace today. Corn made a run at its highs, or recent highs, but didn't quite make it through it and then dropped back.
Yeah, just continue to see some failure in the July up towards 670 and the East corn up in this 570, 73 area or so, and just couldn't get the momentum going there. Tried to find a few buy stops, nothing really activated. News in the corn was somewhat subdued. I mean, we are wet, but ideas maybe we can dry out here, a little drier next week. Just kind of limited the buying interest, along with really no big export news, for say. I think the trade wants to see what this afternoon's crop conditions report shows. They're looking for about 92% of the corn crop being in the ground the first time as a nation, and maybe 63% good to excellent reading on the crop. And in order to get the market excited, I think they wanted to see what those numbers produce. But in the meantime, that generated some fund selling, some technical selling. Funds sold up towards 22,000 contracts of corn going into mid-session, and that was awful hard to stand in front of that freight train, as at one time the July corn was down sharply, over 20 cents at one time, and the D's was hit hard, but it was able to bounce back. I would think we'll develop a trading range here, kind of, even though we did record a technical reversal to the downside on the chart. I'd imagine just under today's lows is going to be a key point to try to hold here as we go through the week, Todd.
As you said, kind of a freight train. Sometimes those do happen when you have the technicians working the marketplace. On the other side of the coin, though, the fundamentals remain pretty much the same. Do you expect to turn around Tuesday?
I would think somewhat. A lot of spreading, buying beans, selling corn. Even late in the day, they always saw them buy wheat, sell the corn, for say. So we'll see what develops here. Another thing, too, is, is the planted acres kind of drop here on corn, and harvest acre maybe also goes down. The yield goes down somewhat. The trade is very aware that WASDE numbers, USDA numbers, for say, have they cushion in a fairly large demand base going into next year. And even though production could go down, there's room to take away from the demand side of the equation. So we're tightening up the ending stocks here. I believe we're probably close to a 1.4, 1.5 in through here as the growing season goes on. That's going to be adjusted accordingly. So there's going to be a lot of ups and downs in the marketplace as we get a better handle on production going into mid-late June.
The soybeans managed to post a pretty nice little rally.
Yeah, they held their support levels, a little bit more urgency in the bean side of the equation. This afternoon's planting progress on beans expected to be around 57%. That's the slowest since 1996 versus 94% last year. I think 57% of the beans being in the ground is a generous number, for say. We've not seen a whole lot of activity throughout the Midwest here this past week, so it might be more so in the fringe areas that's been able to get some work accomplished. But bean demand still remains robust. Shipments on beans are starting to slow down a little bit, but they're hanging in there to meet the USDA expectations, especially on the export side of the equation there, Todd.
Yeah, there are a couple of things I think that you have to try to deal with when you have the soybeans. One is that you have a South American crop, or a crop that comes in and out every 6 months, one from North America and then one from South America. And then fundamentally in the United States, the bean supply just remains extraordinarily tight.
Producers at this point in time are just sort of hanging on to everything here until they get a little further along. So there's just not a whole lot for sale out there. I know the basis is hot in some areas and cold in some other areas, and it's going to take, some firm prices here to shake bean inventories loose. Now, once we get a little bit further along, I feel, they'll be willing to let things go. Seasonally, and sometimes we trend lower into June then go higher on some weather. So the concern or something we got to watch is make sure we're not putting in a weather rally right now.
And that does happen on occasion. Even with the drought year last year, the highest prices came in the August time frame, but not once we got into the time frame where we really knew what was in the field, meaning September and October.
Yeah, we trended lower once we, you know, early planting, crops okay. We trend lower in about mid-June, and all of a sudden, you know, the faucet turned off and the thermostat went up, and so did the market accordingly. So there's a lot of market in front of us. There's going to be a lot of market opportunities as far as producer goes, but there's going to be a lot of trading opportunities, too, for those who want to play in the grain market here this growing season.
Thanks for taking the time with us.
Very good, Todd. Take care.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.